leaving for the weekend on Saturday, I will tell you now, you are going to be in tears if you go to see this in the cinema, because I certainly was. Vicky opens in cinemas on October 7th as one Best Irish Documentary, and you'll know this is the film about Vicky Phelan. And on the line we've got the director, Sacha King. Good morning, Sacha, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
So a great achievement to get this made, and for everybody, I think everybody knows Vicky's story, but to see all the footage together, it's so moving, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I mean, it's just it's a good place to be at the moment with the film, to have it completed, and it was picked up by Volta, and now it's the opening film at Indie Cork, so okay, we're delighted with that. But yes, it was an incredible project to be making with Vicky.
In 2018, on the steps of the High Court, Vicky Phelan gave that now very famous address where she exposed one of the worst women's health scandals in Irish history, the cervical cancer scandal. How did this documentary come about, Sacha?
Yeah, so I, like a lot of Irish women and men, I saw Vicky on the news, the 6 o'clock news, that very day. And I mean, I was just floored with what I was seeing and hearing. I couldn't stop thinking about her afterwards. I was appalled by the story that she was revealing to the nation. And I just felt compelled to contact her. I pitched her the idea of the film idea that I had, a portrayal of her in this extraordinary set of circumstances. And she loved it. And we met in Dublin very soon after that. And we hit it off, you know, we got on great. Yeah. And we decided to go forward on this path together.
Because Vicky is very much an open book in this documentary, and there are laughs along the way as well, you know, where she's talking about how us as Irish people were ashamed to talk about our private parts and certain parts of her body. And she just kept saying it. She kept saying it when she turned up to do speeches in colleges and, you know, let's normalise this. But the whole thing was, I mean, Vicky went for her smear tests. She did everything right. And the result that she got back was that everything was okay. And this is where we heard that they were being outsourced to an American lab. And they tried to keep her quiet. They didn't want the country to know about the mistakes that had been made. And to keep her quiet, they wanted to pay her off. But also, what we found out now and in this documentary as well, was so many other women were affected and they didn't want to notify them.
Yeah, no, it's shocking and it's hard to believe, you know, with our history generally over the decades, you know, of our struggles as Irish women, and we haven't been treated very well just generally, but that this could happen, you know, so recently. But yeah, I mean, you know, Vicky has, you know, she's told this is well documented anyway, but I mean, she was presented with a non-disclosure agreement, and if she had decided to sign that, none of the other women and families would know what had happened. We wouldn't know what has happened. So yes, she's made some remarkable decisions and choices.
And I'm sure it would have been easier for her, particularly, you know, with Vicky being so ill and everything, it would have been much easier for her to say, oh yeah, I'll just sign this NDA and I'll get money and my family will be set up for life, you know, after I go. That would have been the easy thing to do. She is a woman who is so strong. She was not going to let this happen to anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the bottom line, isn't it, with Vicky? I mean, this is what makes her extraordinary and completely stand out, and we're all drawn to her. You know, she fights for other people, and she's going through such a hard time herself and has been during this whole period of time, but yet she's always fighting and looking out for the other women and families in the group. She's her role as an activist evolved very quickly in this period of time. I mean, when Vicky says something, we all stand to attention and we listen. You know, she's an incredible ambassador of Irish women. We really owe her a great debt.
Absolutely. And I can't get over how, you know, she speaks so well and she's so passionate about everything. Like, despite being so ill at times, and I'm sure, Sacha, during the making of this, you've seen her during times when she's been very, very ill and probably didn't really have the energy to be doing this, but still went ahead and did it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know she was given this 6 to 12 months prognosis back in January 2018. And, you know, she's very publicly said, even on her social media, that she's, you know, she's told us what she's gone through, the ups and the downs as well. But yeah, it's been a very harrowing story to capture as a filmmaker, but so vitally important. And, you know, the other contributors are incredible as well, Lorraine Walsh mm-hmm. and Stephen. And equally, they have, you know, awful things have happened. Like Stephen lost his beautiful wife, Irene, yeah. to this. And Lorraine also with her struggles with what has happened to her. So mm-hmm. the three of those people are like a trinity to me. They are just, you know, what we need in Ireland. We need people who are strong and stand up for what's right and fight for the betterment of our health service, our rights.
There's one part in the film, Sasha, that surprised me, and that was Vicky's solicitor getting quite choked up and emotional, because it's something that you don't ever see that really in solicitors. But this case obviously moved him so much. He does get choked up and you kind of have to take a break for a minute or two.
Yeah, that's Cian O'Carroll. Yeah, Cian is an incredible man and obviously an amazing solicitor, but an incredibly warm and sensitive man as well. I wondered about that clip. Did he, you know, I wondered, would he ask me to remove it? And, you know, I'm just very thankful that he didn't. I think it's very important to show.
It's powerful, yeah. I think it's powerful.
Very important to show.
Absolutely, yeah. What was the hardest part about making this, Sasha?
Well, I mean, obviously, as we were filming, women involved in the debacle passed away. So, you know, we lost Emma Vic-Fahuna, and we lost Julie O'Reilly, and we lost Ruth Morrissey. You know, I mean, that's still very hard to comprehend, that these beautiful young women lost their lives.
Yeah, and so unnecessarily, all because of a mistake and trying to save a few quid.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, and it's just so recent as well. I think that's hugely important. And I think that's the sentiment of the messaging through the film. And what Vicky wants to do is to pass this baton now to everyone else. Just, you know, make sure you fight for your file, your medical file, and you're inspired by, you know, what she did. I think that's hugely important. At the end of the film, there's a piece of music that was written specifically for Vicky and the film, and it's called "This Fight," and it's literally an anthem to her, for her, you know, a calling of attention, really, to Manon Aaron and to Irish men as well, you know, that we have to look out for each other and we have to question everything. Long yeah. gone are the days where we don't. We have a checkered history in that, and we need to really be mindful of that now yeah. for future generations as well as where we're at now, you know.
Of course. And these are all, yeah. you know, women who have daughters, and we all have daughters and sisters and mothers, and we need to, yeah, we need yeah. to look after each other. So Vicky yeah. opens in cinemas October 7th. Thank you so much, director Sasha King, for coming on the show today. Thanks so much, Sasha.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.